제2회 듣기 실전 모의고사. 모든 문제는 한 번씩만 들려드리니 잘 듣고 지시에 따라 물음에 답하시기 바랍니다. 이제 시작하겠습니다. 1번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 사려고 하는 접시를 고르시오.
James, look at these plates. They look beautiful.
Yeah. How about buying one for Mom?
Good idea. I like this one with a dragon in the center.
Do you mean the plate with the flower pattern around a dragon?
No, it looks too complicated. I think the plate with lines around a dragon is better.
You're right. Let's take that plate.
All right. I hope Mom likes it.
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 전화한 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Alice. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. What's up?
Alice, my family is moving to LA tomorrow.
To LA? Is there any reason you will move out there?
Yeah. Recently, my father decided to work there, but we all didn't know we would move suddenly like this.
I see. I'll miss you a lot.
Me too. Let's keep in touch with each other.
3번. 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
1. Excuse me. Where is the nearest bus stop?
Go straight ahead. You'll see the bus stop on your right.
2. Does number 77 bus go to Happy Middle School?
No, you should take number 80 bus.
3. There are so many people on this train.
Yeah, let's take the next one.
4. The bus is late. I'm afraid we're late again.
Let's take a taxi instead.
5. Could you come and pick me up at school?
Sure. I'll see you at 3 this afternoon.
4번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 그리기로 한 책 표지를 고르시오.
Now we have to make the book cover.
All right. First, what should we draw in the middle?
As we wrote about the earth, how about drawing it there?
Good idea. It'll be nice if we put the title Understanding the Earth above the earth.
Well, I want to put it in the center of the earth.
All right. Let's write it in the center of the earth then. And why don't we write our names under the earth?
Good. Let's begin to make the book cover.
5번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 직업으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
May I help you, sir?
Yes, please. Could you tell me how much this milk is?
It's $2.
Thanks. Could you also tell me where the fruit section is?
Of course. Do you see the vegetable section over there?
Yes.
It is next to the vegetable section.
Thank you.
6번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Can I give you a hand?
Yes, please. I'd like to take this art class. How much is it?
It's $75. With your student ID card, you can get a 10% discount.
Really? I have mine in my wallet. Oh, I can't find it.
Maybe it's in your pocket or bag.
It's not there. Oh my, I left it in the library.
Just go back to the library.
I hope somebody didn't take it. I'll be back soon.
7번. 다음을 듣고 두 사람의 대화가 어색한 것을 거르시오.
1. What did you buy at the store?
I bought a jacket and a pair of pants.
2. Shall we go to the flea market this weekend?
Why not? What time shall we meet?
3. You look depressed. What's the matter with you?
My mom didn't allow me to go to Ted's birthday party.
4. I can't find my cell phone. Have you seen it?
I think you can buy it at the store near the station.
5. Excuse me, but where is the elevator?
We don't have elevators in this building.
8번 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, David. Where are you going?
I'm going to the school.
At this time? It's 6 p.m.
Don't you know the school play club is going to perform a play at 7 p.m.?
Oh, right. I forgot about it.
You can come with me now.
Well, I have to ask my parents first if I can go there. Please save a seat for me.
All right. Just give me a call and I'll save you a seat.
My parents will surely allow me to go there.
9번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 담긴 의도로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Chris. I heard you are taking part in the audition.
Yes, I am.
Did you succeed in going to the second round of the audition?
Don't be surprised. I am in the final round.
Wow, I can't believe it.
Me neither. I heard it's very difficult to go to the final round of the audition.
I hope you'll win the final round.
10번 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
What can I do for you?
I'd like to buy some flowers for my parents.
How about roses? They are $3 each, but if you buy 5, I'll give them to you for $13.
Sounds good. I'll take 5 roses. And how much are these lilies?
They are $4 each.
I'll take 3 lilies. That's all.
11번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하고 있는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
Hello, how can I help you?
I'd like to see a doctor.
Could you tell me your name, please?
I'm Peter Smith. I don't feel well.
Could you tell me more in detail?
I have a fever and my head hurts. I also have a sore throat.
Okay, please fill out this form. I'll call you when the doctor is ready to see you.
12번 다음을 듣고 파티에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Alice. This is Mark. I'm calling you to tell you about a party for Judy. The party will be held at my house on March 15th. It begins at 5 p.m. We're going to collect $5 per person to buy everything we need for the party. If you can join us, please call me back. Bye.
13번 다음을 듣고 여자가 설명하고 있는 것을 고르시오.
As a working mom of 3 children, I really need this to help me do my household chores. I could wash my dishes by hand, but using this machine makes my life easier. I simply put my dishes inside, add some dishwashing detergent, and turn the machine on. Quite simple, right? This saves me time so I can spend more time with my children.
14번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 선택한 강습을 거르시오.
Mom, you're looking at the swimming classes at ABC Sports Center.
Yeah, I'm going to take one of the classes. Will you join me?
Sure.
Good. How about Mr. Jackson's class on Mondays and Wednesdays?
Sorry, I can't. I have piano lessons every Monday and Wednesday.
Right. I can't take a Friday class either.
Then let's take Miss Wilson's class on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Good. As you come home from your school at 3:30, I'll sign us up for the later class.
Mary, are you ready to go?
Yes, Dad. I finished packing my things. Where's Mom?
She's in the car waiting for you to come.
I see. Dad, did you happen to check the gas in the kitchen?
Yes, I closed the valve. Ah, we have to lock all the windows before we leave.
I'll take care of locking them, Dad. Would you make sure to turn off the lights?
All right.
16번 대화를 듣고 여자가 병원을 방문할 요일과 시각을 거르시오.
Hello, James Dental Clinic.
Hello, this is Mary Adams. I'd like to make a dental appointment for next Monday.
Okay. What time would you like?
I'd like to make it at 3 p.m.
Sorry, but the doctor will be out then. How about 4 or 5 p.m.?
5 p.m. sounds better.
All right. See you then.
17번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 케이트가 제인에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 거르시오.
Today is Kate's birthday. Her best friend, Jane, wants to make Kate happy. So Jane makes a birthday cake for her. Jane invites Kate and throws a small birthday party for her. After Kate eats Jane's cake, she thinks that it's really delicious. Kate is so happy. Kate wants to let Jane know how she feels. In this situation, what would Kate likely say to Jane?
18번 대화를 듣고 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 거르시오.
Jason, this puppy is really cute. Is it yours?
Yes. His name is Bingo. He just came into our family.
Great. But taking care of him is not easy.
I know. So we divided the work between our family members. All I have to do is to walk him every day. My mother will bathe him, and my sister will feed him.
Good. Why don't you give him a name tag? It'll help you find him easily if you lose him.
Right. I'll make one for him soon.
19번 대화를 듣고 상황을 가장 잘 표현한 속담을 고르시오.
Did you hear that Jake won first prize in the skating competition?
Yes, I did. I think he deserves it.
I know what you mean. He practiced really hard, didn't he?
Yeah. As far as I know, he practiced for 6 hours every day.
Wow. I've also heard that he suffered injuries.
He really deserves the prize.
20번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 거르시오.
Judy, how did you do on the midterm test?
Pretty well. How about you?
I think I studied hard, but I'm not satisfied with the result.
I'm sure you'll do better on the final exams.
Thanks. By the way, where are you going?
I'm going to the library to borrow some books to study.
No kidding? Midterm exams have just ended. You need to play.